Chapter 6, August the 4th. The first post brought a nice letter from our dear son Willie, acknowledging a trifling present which Carrie sent him, the day before yesterday being his 20th birthday. To our utter amazement, he turned up himself in the afternoon, having journeyed all the way from Oldham. He said he had got leave from the bank, and as Monday was a holiday, he thought he would give us a little surprise. August the 5th, Sunday. We have not seen Willie since last Christmas, and are pleased to notice what a fine young man he has grown. One would scarcely believe he was Carrie's son. He looks more like a younger brother. I rather disapprove of his wearing a check suit on a Sunday, and I think he ought to have gone to church this morning. But he said he was tired after yesterday's journey, so I refrained from any remark on the subject. We had a bottle of port for dinner, and drank dear Willie's health. He said, "Oh, by the by, did I tell you I've cut my first name, William, and taken the second name, Lupin? In fact, I'm only known at Oldham as Lupin Pooter. If you were to Willie me there, they wouldn't know what you meant." Of course, Lupin being a purely family name, Carrie was delighted and began by...